This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
You're listening to the True Bull Virtual Cast with Goonie and Nemo. Is it true? Is it bull? You decide. And that's right.
Yeah. Hey, tape recorder, listen to this.
Woo! You are listening to episode 218 of the True Bull Virtual Cast. I think. True Bull Virtual Cast with Goonie and Nemo.
All right.
Brought to you by House of Hughes.
Yes.
J&T Mechanical.
Fantastic.
Great guys. And also recorded live from the Palatial Estates, also known as the First Do Tactical Finish Nemosa Studios in beautiful downtown Encino Park, Texas.
Clap, 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 clap.
And
clap.
I'm doing the voice that I say I'm not going to do.
Okay, then don't do that.
Okay, but anyway, if we did video, y'all would be able to see that I am very, very, very tired. I am very, very tired.
Yeah, why are you so tired?
Hungover.
You look like butt is what is the problem.
I look like the southbound end of a northbound mule.
Okay.
Is how it used to be discussed with me.
What happened? What'd you do?
Well, about 7 o'clock yesterday afternoon / evening, I was watching ESPN, and the Spurs got the number one pick.
Who, the San Antonio Spurs?
San Antonio Spurs. So all of the folks listening, yes, we're going to get Victor Wembanyama.
What's your language?
General. I'm going to start calling him Waxahachie because I can pronounce that a lot easier.
So much easier.
So we're gonna be better. We had to tank for the last couple of years. Had to get rid of a lot of good players in order to get this generational talent. Apparently, this Frenchie.
It's time. It was time. We were due.
Yes, I'm going to call him the French Tickler.
Okay.
But he is a great guy. Yes. Great, awesome guy. But so we were celebrating a little bit. People at the Rue Pub got their tabs paid for free.
Are you serious?
Zeroed everything out as soon as that happened. And so all they had to do was pay the tip. So there was a lot of people at the Rue Pub putting the tip in last night, if you know what I mean.
That's awesome.
I'm telling you. But
who's... Okay, I have a stupid question.
Oh, another one?
Who's that behind you?
Oh. Oh, my God. Sorry. Ladies and gentlemen, can we just start over? Okay, we'll cut all this out in post-production.
Hey, tape recorder, listen to this.
Whoa. Welcome to 282... I don't know what I'm doing. Ladies and gentlemen, we are joined here in the studio as part of our ongoing Vic's True Bull Texas Music Spotlight. This week's spotlight artist is Ben Meyer. We want to thank him for coming in the studio. Jonathan Hernandez is also here. We're going to talk some music. We're going to hear some music. We're going to jam. We're just going to talk. We're going to True Bull it. But first off, Ben, thank you so much for coming in to the studio.
Thanks for having us, man. Hell yeah.
Absolutely, man. Thanks, guys. We've been talking for a while because of some clothes dryer stuff. You know, it's just shocking.
I thought that was where the interview was going to be, man. I thought that's where you did the podcast. Well, in the dryer.
Unfortunately, that is where the magic happens. It's up here, it's just a bunch of drinking and talking to ourselves. But we try to do it.
I do that every day, so that's fine.
So Ben, how long have you been doing this? What made you want to sing? And like I said, how long have you been doing this?
What's your story?
Me personally, the whole doing gigs and everything like that, it's been, what, about 2 years, Jonathan?
Yeah, give or so.
About 2 years. I'm still pretty new to it. But gotcha. Before that, just went to karaoke a few times. People forced me to go because I had the worst stage fright ever. Every time I'd get up there, my body would start shaking.
Me too.
It's terrible, man. Yep. But just doing it repetitively. Got me to where I am here, I guess.
That's the way to do it. It's like I was telling you, nobody was gonna make me do it. I mean, they'd force me onto stage. Hey, why don't you go and do some karaoke? And I would do it, but I was like, I wasn't giving it all because I was like, yeah. if I give it my all and they don't like it,
then
I'm never gonna find the strength to do it again. So when I finally just started saying, you know, it's either gonna be good enough or not, mm-hmm. and I just let go and did it. Man, it jumped a whole level, and it was like, dude.
Oh yeah, because you're putting your heart into it, man.
And it was like I was selling myself short. I was like, dude,
exactly.
Whether they like it or not, if you're not giving your 100%, why do it?
Right.
Put it all in. At the end of the gig, if you feel like you still have another song left in you, you didn't give it all. So
and look at you now, 10 square feet of studio.
That's true. That's yes. true. I thought you were going to talk about 10 square feet of stomach.
Of Goonie?
Yeah. But what about you, Jonathan? How long have you been doing? I know you've been doing it for quite a while, man.
I'm the old one in the group, I guess, at least that way. Mm-hmm. I've been doing it since high school. I started in a little high school band.
Gotcha.
He's lying. He came out of the womb with a guitar.
That's yeah.
Right. it was a really crying, weird
I was
birth.
Just singing. No, I started back in high school. So the high school band we used to play out in Jerry B's in Kennedy, Texas.
Nice.
Let's see. I want to say I started in 2006-ish.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, and then off and on, I've been doing it since then.
Right.
Very cool.
Sometimes, of course, I had the wife and kids and had to do the more responsible thing and keep the job.
Of course.
But then after... Yeah, I know.
what is that?
Yeah.
After COVID and we got sent home, I was working at a bank at the time. We all got sent home and worked remote. I had just stupidly taken the promotion to do escalations.
Oh.
And so I got the whole home set up, and I'm sitting in my living room, and I'm in my pajamas.
Right.
TV's right there. Xbox right there. Kitchen's right there. And this old lady's screaming at me because she forgot to pay her bill on time. And I'm like, you know what?
Obviously, it's your fault.
Like exactly. It was your fault. Yeah. I was like, you know what? This is not worth it. And this is just... So I gave it up then. Yeah. The working 9 to 5, and I started doing this more is more my full time. So
perfect.
Full time for a couple years.
Now it's that is so awesome. Morning.
That's right.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. Yeah. But when people yell at you now, it's because you didn't play Stairway or Afternoon
Delight.
What do
you mean you're not going to play Freebird?
Exactly. Oh yeah, it's always Freebird.
Yeah.
Everybody doesn't matter where we are. Freebird. I'm like security.
Yeah, exactly.
Security.
I don't care if it was my mom.
Get him
security.
I will see you at Mother's Day.
I will see you at Mother's Day. Good day, sir.
I said good day.
And so you've got a song that's coming out this Friday, Ben, or this week, or is it coming?
It is Friday.
Yeah. This Friday. Okay. I thought it was.
Look at you.
Is this a song that is this a song you wrote? Somebody in the band wrote.
It's a song that me and Jonathan wrote actually over quarantine, and when we
really
nice.
When we wrote it. It was a completely different song.
Yeah,
it was
always.
More of it was more of like a ballad. Mm-hmm. So we wrote it, and we were really happy with it. Like it took us all night, but we wrote it. We got the chords all ironed out. We were really happy with it.
Yeah,
and then you're still with Jeff Jacobs' band, but yeah. He was just with
great
them.
Guy.
He wasn't in the Ben Meyer band at the time. I had a completely different band.
Right,
and I got with my lead guitarist Johnny Gorman,
mm-hmm.
and he. It's like, well, what if we do it like this? And he just went off on it, made it a more up tempo kind of dancing song.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, cool. Yeah. And when I first showed it to Jonathan, John was like, oh, that's so much better.
And
so I thought he was gonna be like,
what'd you do to my baby?
What'd you do to my baby? Yeah,
no, not at all.
He loved it.
I know the exact same thing that you're talking about because we one day we wrote in like 45 minutes a song. My brother had written this song 20 years earlier, mm-hmm. and it was this really heavy, dark heavy metal song.
Yes.
It
sounded just like that.
And I was like, dude, stop. Just keep playing that chord progression that you're doing and play it. Just do that. So he did that, and I start writing. And like 30 minutes later, I had this song called Doing My Own Thing, and we put it together. I showed him. He's like, dude, that's awesome. And then we went to HEB. They were doing like the Tuesday beers because we met Jeff Jacobs out there one time.
Yeah.
And
he was out there singing with us.
And so we were like, we did it that afternoon, and our buddies were like, when did y'all write this one? I was like, about 7 hours ago, earlier today.
Early
and but it was different. Because it still has a heavy feel, but it's more it's got rock. It wasn't rock, but it was more like a bluesy country when we put some fiddle and some steel and some dobro in it. But that's it. That's how.
And you, that's when we got the Grammy.
No. That's when Grammy said, "You need to stop doing that because you're wasting all your parents' money. I didn't raise you like that."
That's what I meant.
No.
That's what I meant.
Hand me my Ripple. That's what I mean. My Buffalo Trace.
My Buffalo Trace.
But no, that's my grandmother in a nutshell. If you listen to the podcast from the beginning, you'll hear her come in. She does episodes. She even did a takeover where she took over a whole episode.
Oh.
It was terrible.
Oh, yeah, I've heard it.
It was terrible.
Yeah, you know, she to the other day. That voice. I was like, who is doing that?
That's my grandmother's voice. She is a saint. We call her Super Granny because she literally was. She went to school till third grade. Then she had to go to work.
Yep.
And she taught herself how to read, taught herself how to do math. And then she taught all her grandkids how to do it and said, "You're never going to be held back by anything. Mm-hmm. Nice. You're going to be the best and the strongest and the smartest you can be." And so she always did that. She raised a son who had cerebral palsy for 50 years.
Mm. But the funny thing is, everything for him. Super Granny taught us all wrong.
She taught us all wrong.
Yeah. So I walk into the firehouse and I say, "Can I mum the dog face with a banana patch?"
No.
And they go, What? So they put me in the corner.
I think the point is that she taught you.
She taught us.
That's the important part.
Out of the kindness of her heart, man. So,
who cares if it was wrong?
Hey, John.
Who cares if it was wrong?
John, do you play guitar with Jeff Jacobs?
So with Jeff, I play bass. And actually, so with Ben, we do full band. Too, I play bass as well.
Awesome.
He plays guitar when we do acoustics.
Yeah, when they do the acoustics, though, because I do the harmonies with him. So I've played acoustic and bass back and forth.
Right.
I started on bass back in my little high school band. So. Right.
Awesome.
I loved it.
Very cool.
Only because my brother had the acoustic guitar. Yep.
Right.
And so I was like, okay, well, my grandma bought him that guitar. And I was like, he got me the bass.
So there we go.
Yeah. And then he wouldn't play it. So when he would be at work, he used to work at Dairy Queen.
Yep.
He'd take off to work. I go to his room and he had the chord chart and I'd sit there and I taught myself. I was like, all right, this is a G. And I put it on my hand and I would watch like CSI.
Right.
And I would just sit there and strum the whole thing. Just hold the G for an hour.
Yeah.
CSI is over. Shake my hand off. This is a C. And within the first week, I learned all chords except the F. I can never do the F chord.
And you also learned how to get away with murder. Yeah.
Pretty much. Yeah, I learned that. I learned take the body to the pigs. And if there is a big-titted goth girl, you are not getting away with it.
Exactly. Nope. Exactly.
I think we've lost total control of this podcast.
Did we ever have control?
Control is an illusion.
So are you still?
Good Lord, dude! Really?
Are y'all currently writing with? Are y'all going to just keep putting singles out? Are y'all wanting to put an album? What are you going
to
be doing?
I think eventually we're going to move to the album, but right now we're I think we have five.
Yeah, we actually
five songs
have to finish
that we're gonna
one.
Release.
Very
we're
cool.
To finish one next Friday. Shout out, of course, Garrett Loggins. He's a local musician here in San Antonio who's helping us record.
Perfect.
So with him, what we're gonna do is we're gonna work with them and get the singles all kind of lined up, ready to go. Put them in the barrel and shoot them when they're ready.
Nice.
But we eventually want to get it to where our band is 100% set with the guys that they're going to be.
Right.
Right now we didn't really do a lot of the hired gun stuff. I don't like doing it that much.
Right.
Okay.
But, you know, right now we have, so for drums, we have one, maybe two guys that we'll use.
Right.
For guitar, we have like three or four. Whenever we get it down to, and we're booking enough ahead to keep them there.
Right.
And I want to take those guys to the studio.
Exactly.
And redo, so the song that we're going to put out, you know, again, Garrett did an amazing job, and it sounds awesome.
Right.
But it's, we definitely want to get to the point where we're going to take the guys and we're going to redo that song the studio with. And you can get the flavors of like their own souls into the music, and that's when we're gonna release an album at that point.
So gotcha.
Right now we're gonna do a lot of the single stuff, but
cool.
Well, let's hear a single. Coming,
well, let's hear Come one. On. I don't know which one y'all want to do, but tell us something about that song, and then we'll just sit here and listen to it, man.
Fantastic.
You all started with Sandy Hand. And again, this one. So it started off ballad. Changed to it, and I think one other reason why it changed so much was
the
night
version. No. I don't even remember how that goes.
It was a night that he had at Stout House, one of his first.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
That's when it changed into an upbeat drinking song.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So
this podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping, and this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more, and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
First time we played at, Stout House off of 151 at Petrenko.
Right.
Okay.
I was working there at the time, and then we started doing the live music there.
Right.
I was like, my GM at the time came out to one of the shows that we did. She was like, oh, well, I want to do this at Stout House. And I was like, all right, cool. And it started out as, like, once a month kind of thing where they just did live music once a month and it was me.
Right.
And then she moved it to every Tuesday.
Exactly.
And it took on a life of its own, became nice. A thing. And then every other bar in San Antonio started like
taking up Tuesdays.
Doing Tuesdays. Yeah. And I was like, it was unheard of. Like nobody was doing
You're
live
welcome,
music
San Antonio.
Yeah. I'm
kidding.
Right. Exactly.
And now it's now it's everywhere.
Right.
But at that first one, he was marking on his arm with a marker.
We don't talk about that.
How many shots he had. And
he had a full sleeve.
Yeah, so part of the song,
it went from my wrist all the way up underneath my sleeve. Yeah.
Wow.
Well, for those of you who can't see in our studio, Ben, he's kind of looks like Thor, only bigger.
Yeah, exactly.
So be afraid.
I'll take that. That was actually my nickname in middle school and high school because I had
Thor.
That's awesome.
I had long hair, man.
Come on, exactly. Thor. So, do something,
come on, Thor.
Thor.
Do something.
See, exactly. So, and then what is the name of this song?
Steady Hand.
Steady Hand. Steady a lot hand. Of people think it's like, oh, it's a love song about this one being.
It is not a love song.
Not so much. It's about.
As long as you love it.
You get
it.
Knocked down, you just need a steady hand. Bring you back up.
You don't need somebody to pick you up and carry you. Like yeah.
They don't have to be your savior.
You see that hand up.
You just need a helping hand a little bit.
Fantastic.
So, awesome. And he definitely needed one after that show. So that's kind of where this really changed.
So I think Jonathan was trying to drive me home, and I was like, I'm just gonna walk back. I was like, I barely made it up my
stairs.
To get
you into the car. So.
Been there, done that.
I think the only reason I got in the car is because Trish said she was gonna fire me if I touched that door handle on my car.
Mm-hmm. If you touch that car,
that's what you got to do. You got to write a song called "Been There, Done That," but spell it B-E-N.
Been
there.
Like I haven't heard that my entire life.
Been there.
Oh, how you been, Ben?
Cool, thanks.
Ben there.
Don't like you.
Been there. Drank that. So
hey,
all right, well, let's
pretty much.
Sponsored by Jameson.
Been there. Drank that.
Sponsored by Jameson. Yeah.
Sponsored by Jameson.
All right. Well, let's hear it.
Darling, take me home and put this man to sleep. And these days have gotten in their shots, and this whiskey took my fame. And bottles have me swaying, but I ain't the dancing kind. I can't keep the rhythm to this song, cause that beat is hard to find. And oh, I'm stumbling. Darling, help me if you can. You don't need to carry me, cause I just need a steady hand to get me on my feet. Yeah, that cap twists off again. More whiskey over ice, a solution to my problems, and it's got me feeling fine. Tips to drown my sorrows, I found a brand new vice. I can start again tomorrow, so I'll call this one night. Oh, I'm stumbling. You darling, help me if you can. You don't need to carry me, cause I just need a steady hand to get me on my feet. Won't you give me a hand, guess I'm just too damn drunk to stay. Stumbling, you darling, help me if you can. You don't need to cure me, 'cause I just need a steady hand to get me on my feet. No, I'm stumbling. You darling, help me if you can. You don't need to hear me, 'cause I just need your steady hand. Get me back up on my feet.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, man.
Gentlemen.
Oh my gosh, that's what I'm talking about.
That was terrible.
Wow. I know, right?
Have you ever?
I will see myself.
I told
you.
I told you we should have done the ballad version. Have you,
man, I don't know if you've ever had like one of those out of body experiences where you see the future.
I just had one of those. I saw you having it.
I just had one of those, man. I was like, man.
Your eyes rolled up into the back of your head, and I was like, oh, he's having a seizure.
Started speaking in tongues, and he was like, get out of my house.
Hold on. You just had one?
I'm seeing a future hit, a future star. Wow, that's just amazing.
Greg just went from 6 to midnight, man.
Exactly, man. Woo! This is going to be our longest episode ever, because we're going to talk for about another 7 or 8 hours.
Hell yeah.
The whole bottle's finished.
Did anyone ever tell you that you had a good voice or a bad voice?
When I started doing karaoke, they were like, oh, you got a good voice. You got this. I did a couple of Facebook videos.
Right.
But singing on video is way different than singing in front of people because, hey, oh, I'm videotaping myself. Oh, I hate that. Delete.
Yeah, exactly.
Delete. Like 1,000 takes later, I finally get one that I like. I did that a little bit in college.
Right.
It sounds.
I never actually thought that I would get the chance to do this as a career.
Sounds outstanding, boss.
Your tone is just.
It's right in the spot.
And you guys, yeah, your harmonies, the way they meld together, it's perfection.
Thank you.
My goodness, I'm telling you.
Okay, bye.
We spend too much time with each other.
Those one time we were playing in Traders Village, and this is how I knew, like, all right, we've done too much together. I'm playing a song, and I look over at him, and then I see these people walk by. And he looks at me, and then he looks over at what I'm looking at, and this woman's walking by with this dog, and we both turn to each other and go, Puppy! In the middle of the song, like, I'm just playing something. And like, it's,
exactly.
It's like a guitar solo supposed to be.
Yeah, like, exactly. Like, it's like, yeah, that's it. It's like, yeah, we're like, you know how they have the work husband and the work wife or whatever. We're just
my work wife, Jonathan. Oh,
yeah, that's right. Yeah. My heterosexual life.
My hetero life partner, Silent Bob.
It's real easy to see the way everything meshes musically, the way y'all vibe on it, just hearing y'all talk and hearing y'all sing, it's like it works. It's like with me and this guy, whether we're doing a podcast, whether we're on a stage, whether we're at a party at a party somewhere just talking, he'll finish my sentence and I'll finish his sentence, and then he'll finish your drink
and
he finishes my drinks.
Yeah. I finish his sandwiches though. So it's
hey, you know, everybody's got to have their little sweet spot, you know. So I mean, that's the way it works. I mean, and that's awesome and that's good. Are y'all still gonna be collaborating with music? Are y'all, you know, as far as that? Because I know did you do any of the collaboration with Jeff as well, or was that Jeff?
With Jeff Jacobs, he's written everything.
Right. Okay.
So, and he records in his own studio, as well as he went to a couple of other studios to record.
Cool.
So,
okay.
Now we've talked about it because there were a couple songs and he was like, you know, hey, maybe about doing this or doing that. So, he's given me some advice and going to help me out in some of the producer stuff.
Right.
So that's always awesome of him. But we haven't really worked it. We have worked with another person though. A song we'll probably do a little bit later.
Okay.
It's called So Long. Okay. And it was written by a good friend.
Chad.
Yeah, Mr. Chad Anderson. Shout out from over there in He's up in, the Seguin area.
Yeah.
Seguinish.
Seguinish, yeah. He's right. Little New Berlin, that's where it is. New middle of nowhere.
Yeah. We like to call him Seguin.
Yep.
Seguin, yeah.
Seguin. We were in Seguin the other night.
That's how you play two shows in Seguin.
Yep. Found my new family.
That's true.
Saw that post.
Stampede Saloon.
There's nothing wrong with that. We played in Victoria, and it was like before we walked in, everybody was hugging each other and everything. By the end of the night, we were like third in line for the hugs.
Yeah.
You know, it was like friends became family tonight, and that was like the way that I felt. It's like those nights are so rare that when they come in, it's like, man, I love it.
It's magic, man.
You give so much more. Yeah.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, we were playing a song from Jeff Jacobs himself.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Nice. But we love supporting local and doing our part, whether it's the podcast or whether it's bringing other folks up to play or do whatever. It's we don't do it because we feel like we have to. We do it because we want to do it.
I have to.
Some people do it because it's either part of their parole, you know, probation, you know, whatever. It's
court ordered.
For us.
Court ordered goodness.
Yeah. It's like for us, it's like, we want to help people just because.
To coin that one.
This is people, also my PO, Jonathan Hernandez.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah, exactly. We like to call him Ankle Bracelet Hernandez.
Yep.
Wow. That's it,
yeah.
No. So, I got really
wet blanket, more of a hey. Yeah. You want to go back?
Yeah. I got really excited when y'all asked us to be on the cast. I was like, I know y'all's family.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like I know Julian and I know Megan.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, I'm sorry.
Megan used to hang out with me at Cooter Brown's all the time when I worked there.
Yeah. It's like, and that's the thing. It's
She's like that's the
you
safest
were the
place
bouncer.
I was.
That's
the
right.
Bouncer.
So if this
you
voice sounds familiar, listen.
You hit me before.
That was me. That
if
was
I
me.
Hit you, you deserved it.
Now I know.
And you definitely wouldn't remember it.
Uh-huh.
You'd still be in the coma.
Did I get hit by Thor?
Exactly. Mjolnir. But yeah, so I mean, that's the way we do it with family. It's always been family. Our friends are family. They always have been, always will be. So, I mean, that's it. Oh, my gosh. Yes.
Podcast listeners, you can't see it. He's showing off his tattoos.
He's showing off Mjolnir.
And he has Mjolnir on his arm.
That's Dude. Awesome, because that's it. He's the mighty Thor.
The mighty Thor.
So... When you see, I try to get to the next question, then I forget who I am, and then I forget where I am, and
I guess pass the trace.
Why am I exactly?
That's me. Every time I see a dog, I forget what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, y'all saw it earlier.
Yeah, exactly.
Immediately on the ground with the dog.
Yeah, yeah. Forget it. Forget who I am, where I am. I'm with the dog. And if y'all need me, I'll be that. Hades is the
especially this one.
He's a special boy. But so that love of animals, where did that come from? Was that something that's always been ingrained with you?
Always.
Did you grow up with dogs?
I grew up. My mom's side of the family pretty much had every dog you could think of.
Right.
My Aunt Hazel had like 8 dogs, but she had a bunch of land, so they were just like free roam dogs.
Yeah, yeah.
And then at the end of the night, they came inside.
Yeah, they knew where to go.
Oh yeah, they knew where to go. Buttered.
My grandmother used to do that with my grandpa. He'd take off miles and miles and miles, and he knew when it was time to eat. He'd come home, you know, and that was it.
That was us growing up too. It was like our parents would kick us out of the house, and we stayed outside all day.
Yeah. Exactly.
But when the street lights come on, you better be back.
Kids don't understand that now. They're like on the couch all day with their thumbs. You know, calluses on the thumbs from playing PlayStation
all
day.
Hey, they've got the strongest thumbs in the world.
Exactly. Opposable thumbs. Let's hear it for the opposable thumbs.
Here we go.
The greatest thing to ever happen to man.
Exactly.
Opposable thumbs.
In a world.
Because how else would we work our phones without those?
It's how we dominate. But yeah, so, you know, your process of writing, when y'all sat down and wrote, did y'all have an idea in mind? Or did y'all just kind of bounce ideas, and how did that,
so,
when y'all got together that night?
I pull a lot of my stuff from my poetry.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more, and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell. Fast. To our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal.
earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
So I've written over like 250 poems. I was going to publish over quarantine.
Mm-hmm.
But then I realized how expensive self-publishing is, and I was like, "Yeah, no, we're not going to do that. I'll save them and try to transfer them over to."
Once you become the rock star, then they'll say, "Hey, what else do you have?" And then somebody else pays for that.
Yeah, exactly. But no, like my writing process, if I try to do it, if I sit down and try to write, I can't do anything.
Right.
Yep.
I can't do any ever. I just get random ass ideas about something. Like I'll see something and be like, oh, I'll get like two words. And I'll be like, okay, right off of that.
Mm-hmm.
But with this, with Jonathan just like, he's the other piece to the puzzle for that.
Why
so I'll get this going, and then something's missing. And then he'll always come in right away, look at it a little bit, kind of jumble it around and be like,
there it is.
He clicks it into place, and it's magic, man. I love it.
That's it. And that's why
he's the magic man.
That's why that's the question that I always ask everybody who's singer songwriter. What is it? And it's like, do you sit down with a purpose to do it? Because some people can just sit down with the expressed reason, I'm going to write, and they can do it. I can't. If I do that, I get the worst writer's block in history.
Yep.
But mine takes a different. So I've done it before. Like I sat down and tried to write a song.
Mm-hmm.
My wife was like, "Why haven't you written me a song?" I was like, "Look, it just doesn't happen. I can't just sit down and write you a song." And,
right.
And she wasn't really harping on me too bad about it, but she said a couple times, "Like, you know what? Fine, I will try."
Right.
And I did. I sat down and wrote a song.
You're not right. Gonna like it.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't purposeful.
It's gonna
I've always found a way. Like, if I am happy, I'll write a sad song, right. And if I'm sad, I'll write a happy song. It's okay. Like I almost bring out what I need to balance myself.
Right.
So this time,
I just write sad stuff. That's it.
Right. Yeah.
And then I can turn it to be happy.
Yeah.
Exactly. Just you can fake it till you make it.
Fake it till you make it.
But this in the song that I wrote, I ended up turning into. I wanted to do something upbeat. No, it's love. No, it turned into like a slower waltz. And the song itself, the lyrics, the story of the song is the guy's on the run from the cops because he killed his wife because she was cheating on him. And I'm like, I wrote it. I was like, look, here's what came out. And she's like, I like that you wrote me a song, but why'd you have to kill me?
Thanks.
Yeah, love hurts.
That's a moment.
But see, yeah, that was it.
That's why you don't make me do things.
Right.
Oh my God, you killed me.
If I sit there with the express, you know, what you said made a lot of sense to me. When I'm happy, I write a sad song. When I'm sad, I write a happy song. Because a lot of times when you're taking it from your experience, if it's a sad song, I can't go into it with a sad feel.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I don't feel like I can come out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're going to stay. You're going
to
stay
there.
I have to go into a certain place to write. And if I'm going in to write a sad song, I can't do it when I'm in a sad mood. I have to do it when I'm in a happy mood because it's going to suck a lot out of me.
Yep.
And then I'll be able to pull myself out. But my fear has always been every song I had that I took from my experiences that ended bad, I always give it a happy ending.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I feel like a big hypocrite at the end of the song. I'm like, I took the easy way out.
Mm.
And I didn't write it the way it ended. I should have, but I didn't know if I could. I didn't know if I was strong enough to.
If you were going to stay in that hole.
That hit me right there in the heart when you said that. That is like, when I'm happy, I got to write a sad song because that's the only time I can pull myself out of it. Because I've got my buddies. I got that good thing that's happening to me that happened. Yep. So, yeah. But I write
melodies because my theory is impeccable. This is in G again.
You know, it's a little
known fact. Look, in G.
What we can do is put capo 3 and just make it in key of E. How about that?
I got 9 of them right here.
Funny thing is, you know, Barry Manilow wrote a lot of good songs. The one song he didn't write was "I Write the Songs."
Are you serious?
His biggest hit was "I Write the Songs," and he didn't write it. He didn't write it. I was like, I thought it was a big joke when I saw it on TV, and I was like. He didn't write it. I was like, you
lied to me.
Everything I've built my life on. I've never built my life on Barry Manilow. Never mind.
Barry is true and bold
for the record. But yeah, so yeah, I love that. it just hit me in the heart when you said that. So that's like brothers right there, where it's like you gotta be in the right mindset.
Anyway.
You gotta be in the right mindset to write what you're doing. But right. Everything always has to come from a place of honesty. So if honestly I don't think I can get through the song, I'm not gonna do it. I can't. But if I feel like I can push myself through it, then why not try it and see? Let's go to that dark place this one time and let's see if we can hit lightning in a bottle.
And this lightning is why we drink.
Exactly.
Question, when y'all do it or when you write it, before it's done, do you show anybody or tell anybody? Or because that's the way I do it. I will start on it and I'll have it on paper and I'm writing it. If someone sees the paper or reads it, mm-hmm. before it's done, I throw the paper away and I never touch it again. I don't know why. It's like mentally, I cannot go back to it.
For me,
we all get together, the brothers, yeah. and then we all fight and we say, "No, that sounds like crap. No, let's do this. Let's try this."
And then Grandma says,
"One.
I didn't raise you like that."
But ultimately, nah. Julian is the one. He listens to it and says, "You're going to need something right here. Okay, well, let's change it around." That's right.
Julian's
that's good.
The person to ask.
Right.
Because he's just going to know. He's going to know.
Yep.
And so,
Julian looks like a musician. He looks like a rock star.
He's a rock star. He is, and he looks like one because he is one.
Even when we're going to Popeye's Fried Chicken, he dresses up like that.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Oh, my God, are you famous?
He's walking around, and I was like, that's got to be him. Nobody else looks like that.
People asking him for his autograph, and it's like, do you know who that was? I don't know. Can you read this? Flingin' Menshinam. Yeah, there he is. That was who he was. But yeah,
Flinging
I've got stories about that too.
Oh, yeah.
But for us, when we write, I have songs for me. I'll either have a line that comes to me. I'll be reading a text and all of a sudden it hits me and I'll just hit my voice recorder and I'll sing a melody and I'll do that. I used to have to write it down, but when I was driving, I was like, record, boom, and it's like, it hits, and I'll show it to him, and I was like, and I got words, I don't know, I don't have them in the right order yet, but we're going to get them in the right order, but I need a bridge, we need a key change, we're going to modulate.
Right, there's your bridge.
Exactly.
I got that.
It's just like so much stuff.
Nice.
So I've got a bag full of about 15 books of stuff, either lyrics, and for me, I don't know any music theory. So I can't tell him what key it's in. I'll sing him a harmony or a melody. He'll play it. And it's like, okay, is it this? Does it go here? Yeah, it goes right there. No. You just hit.
Then I wanted to go
that the first time. Yeah.
So we're on the same page. Yeah. I can't tell you what key it's gonna be in.
So you guys, like I said, you guys are the kindred spirits. Y'all know how hard it is to work with us.
Yep.
You know when we're like, is it a
you're
D
his
or
handler,
C?
We should. Right?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. He's my keeper, and you know he's
hey,
the
he's my keeper. Yeah.
My brother. We are the same.
My keeping me out of trouble.
Yeah. So I mean that's it. But that's probably why everything works, because that and this, it's like a synergy that you don't find.
We balance each other out.
When it happens, it's like you can't manufacture it.
Yeah.
It just either is or it isn't. And so that's why with us it is.
I would say like when we did meet up during quarantine, I went to a couple of their band practices and John V had asked me to hey, I got this new guy. He started off his band. Do you want to play for him? I was like, well, I have my other project. We're not doing it right now.
Kind of sucks, but
I'll go in. I'll go help him out and stuff. And
he was being nice.
And after I wouldn't say the first like 20 minutes, like I sat down and I look over at him and we're just kind of jamming and stuff. And I was like, oh yeah. And then he even says too, he's like, oh yeah. This right here,
yeah.
we're going to do this. This works.
It's so good. Yeah, it's a done deal.
Left us.
Yeah. Then I left.
And then you left.
But well, let's back. See how this back. Next song balance each other out.
Oh, tell me something about this next one.
Let's hear it now.
Do you want to do the one from Chad, or do you want to do... Because we have a couple more songs that we...
Oh, yeah, let's do the one from Chad.
We have one that I've written, then we have one that we wrote together, like, in 45 minutes.
Cool.
nice. At my brother's house. So we could do one of those, or we can do Shad songs. I'm going to say Shad.
Shad.
Dr. Mahoma.
We'll do so long.
Okay.
Right.
Again, if you're listening to it out there, shout out Chad Anderson.
All right.
Back in the day, used to be the Southern Strangers, Chad Anderson Band.
Thinking about leaving me soon.
If I don't give up on the booze, running around with all my friends, if you don't, this will surely be the end. So long, goodbye, got nothing to say to you. So long, that's it. Well, I guess that we're through. Think things gonna go your ways how it should be. Nothing you can do say will ever change me. Walking out, you asked me once more. Said, this is my last chance before you walk out the door. I can tell the end is near. So I said, darling, could you please grab me a beer? So long, goodbye, got nothing to say to you. So long, that's it. Well, I guess that we're through. You think things gonna go your ways how it should be. Nothing you can do or say will ever change me. So long, goodbye, got nothing to say to you. So long, that's it. Well, I guess that we're through. You think things gonna go your ways how it should be. Nothing you can do or say will ever change me. No, you never change me. Baby, let me be.
I think I can tell you I can tell you how Nemo feels right now. He's so mad because that song is so good. That, you know, very rarely does a song sound so good that it makes you mad. That you're like, man, I'm why are you mad? Didn't you like the song? I loved it. I'm mad that it's not my song. You're dirty. Yeah, exactly. That's it, man. Oh. Gosh,
that guitar doesn't suck. I tell you what,
I hear somebody sing a song and it's something that I could have written because it fits my life perfectly.
Yep.
And I'm just like, you son of a,
why did you write a song about
why
me?
Why did you write? Quit writing songs about me.
Dang you,
Taylor Swift. Damn you.
I wasn't that bad, T Swizzle.
Exactly. We never even dated. How could you write that about me?
I've never met you.
I was going to, but
Doc was talking about a PD.
Oh god. Yeah.
So what?
We're gonna leave that off.
Tape recorder. If you're listening to this, you're listening to hit after hit after hit.
Boom, right. Boom, and boom. As soon as this is over, I'm gonna hit you.
Boom.
Because we haven't written a better song yet. So
we're gonna do a writing session after.
Exactly.
This.
Yeah. Come on in. We're gonna have a song circle. So
I'm
Ben,
be on the ground with Hades, and it's gonna be awesome.
Exactly. We got a captured audience.
He's asleep. He's out.
Hey, just, you know, the song's good. If the song was bad, he would have gotten up and left.
Exactly. So. Exactly. Or he would.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more, and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sail for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
done like he did when we started playing one of our songs. He just stood up and started licking his butt.
Yeah.
And the dog did it too.
Because it's a better taste in his mouth than the dog.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. It's like, damn it, Nemo. How did you remove those ribs? So let me ask.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the dog. Eventually.
Yeah, they both did.
Where do you think you learned it from?
Exactly.
I learned it from you, Dad.
You're not mad at me. You're mad at your father. Right. I hate him. Who were your influences growing up musically? Was it country? Ooh. Was it rock? Was it a little bit of everything?
It's a little bit of everything. On my dad's side, my brother kind of shaped my musical taste on that side with the rock. So Zeppelin, the Beatles,
right on,
yeah,
Sublime, like everything kind of rock was. He was all over the place,
right?
And I was like, I hate my brother to death because he can pick up any instrument never played before, and within like a week he's amazing at it.
Atta boy.
I can't do that.
No,
but he can't sing for shit. So
see,
it balances out.
He's a pretty good singer. So, but that's the problem. It's like he can pick up anything and learn it, and I just can't. I told him, like, he's like, well, dude, if you pick up that bass and you start just thumbing that while you're playing, he's like, I'll fall off the stage. Mm-hmm. What if you're sitting down? I'm gonna fall off the stage and hit the stage and then take the chair with me, and I'm gonna hurt people. I was like, I can't.
I become a liability.
I've tried, but it won't. But that's it. That's when you know it works, because he can do all of those things, and man, that's the spot right there. That's the love spot.
Jonathan figured out what a mistake giving me a wireless mic was.
That was fantastic. What are you talking about? Like, I liked it.
I went to the bar and got the band a round of drinks. I mean, come on.
Except I didn't. I just got one for himself.
I was trying to let you know next time, you know. Yeah,
yeah. I was like, I don't have to like call out the bartender's name on the microphone and get them to bring it to me. You mean I can walk up to the bar and get it myself while I'm singing? What? Hell yeah.
But again, what I liked about it is, of course, he's over there. I don't know how many selfies you took with people and videos.
Exactly.
It's about getting that crowd engaged.
So I didn't take any selfies. Everybody took them with me.
No, that's, yeah,
but that's the thing. That's the thing. It's like that perfection of...
You gave the crowd an experience that day.
Exactly. It wasn't just a show. And that stuff, I mean, the fact that you're doing it this early in the game is like, imagine when I'm 100% comfortable with all of this, how much that interaction is going to be. Mm-hmm. Imagine how much better that's going to be. It's already this good, and you're starting there and going to here. And that comes from having somebody who's been around, who's done it, and not just a bunch of folks who are all new to it.
Well, that's like my entire band. They've been playing, combined forever.
Right. Yeah.
Shout out, of course, to the rest of the guys in the band, because with the Ben Meyer Band, we have like four singers. Mm. So, of course, I play with Jeff. I do my own acoustic thing here and there, I sing harmonies with Ben.
Right.
But Ray Rogers is an amazing guitarist, and he is he plays in a band called On the Way.
Okay.
These guys play amazing tunes. It's more of like they'll do like Coldplay, Bruno Mars.
Oh, sweet.
Man.
Their whole setup is ridiculous. Outfield. His version, when he does the outfield, I can't even say his version because it sounds exactly like the recording.
No fooling.
No, it's spot on. The first time he did it, I was like,
that's hard to do that. I got to drop it 3 steps and still got to wear the tighty whities.
Got
to
hit yourself a little bit.
Yeah, exactly.
Our rhythm guitarist, Joe Joyer.
Thanks for that.
So he plays in the Joe Joyer Project. And dude, just any grungy rock, just anything he can do, and he has that rasp.
You got that.
He's got a little gravel in his
deep guttural, like gravel in your throat rasp. Yeah. Oh, it's so good.
Dang.
So we never have to worry about too much. So if anything happens and Ben's just a little too tired or too much Buffalo Trace or Jameson,
or too drunk or falls off the stage or something,
exactly,
the rest of my band can like pick it up no problem.
Not that that's ever happened.
I've never fallen off the stage.
Disclaimer, that's never happened. You can hire us. It won't happen.
Knock on wood.
Right, exactly.
But
there's a first time for everything.
Don't you put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby.
Oh, man. You know, I feel like we could do this all day.
Okay.
And maybe we will eventually.
All right.
But we're gonna.
It's over?
We're done?
See?
No.
Are we done? You tell me.
That bottle is only half full.
Okay. Well, I'm more than half of a fool.
We need another song at least.
Let's hear one more, because you were saying you had another one.
Come on.
Yeah, y'all could do a couple more.
45 minutes.
Let's do another one. Let's
do that one, or do you want to do the one that I didn't write?
Yes.
The one you done wrote?
Let's do it. refill these glasses real quick.
As he's refilling, tape recorder. Makes me want to do Devil in a Bottle.
There you go.
Okay.
Sounds like a good one.
So this is the song that we wrote in 45 minutes.
Yeah, so we had...
This is the one.
We had a band practice at my brother's house, and the guys took off, and it was me and my brother, Ben, and another brother, Gabriel.
We were watching football or something like that.
Yeah, football. It was Monday Night Football was on. We you know, cigars, poker. We just had a good time.
Nothing wrong with that.
And then we were making a joke because something my Gabriel had said... Talking about, don't pull on my mullet. Don't pull on my mullet now. He was
don't
like,
pull
really
on my
drunk.
Mullet now.
No. It's like, hey, and then like, son, drink Sprite. He goes, Sprite? Ain't no bitch, right? So we just having a good time. But so
he was toasted. Oh, he was bad.
So this is a video.
Sounds like grandma.
And then so he's talking about pulling on his mullet. It's like, so we wrote a song like, don't pull on my mullet.
Yeah.
It's just the stupidest song.
Oh my gosh.
I don't remember how it goes. It's recorded somewhere.
It's recorded on Gabe's phone.
One of the things we were doing, I was trying to write Don't Pull My Mullet. I kind of came up with this older, it's a guitar riff. It's like classic 90s country, a little bit just ADE, man. Just
right.
Just
fast. The magic chords.
That's it. Just the holy triumvirate.
And he was like, you know, he goes, yeah, just sit in there for a second.
Just keep
like,
playing that. Yeah.
And we came up with this one, and after about 45 minutes, like, all right, I told my brother, let's record it and let's see how it goes, and we'll keep working on it. So this is what it is. Hang on.
Nice.
I think we had only sang it like what that time, and then one other time.
I'm pretty sure
Garrett
knew.
To Garrett to record it.
Garrett's like, you don't know this. Actually, when I got there, I was like, hey, I want to do this in the chorus instead of this progression. Let's change it to this progression. He's like, okay, that makes a lot more sense.
Yeah,
cool. Let's do this. Yeah. Let's do that. No wait, I love it.
Nice.
Been a long week and I need to unwind. Wanna go out and have a good time. Don't need nobody, it's me and myself. Shot after shot, I ain't taking no sips. Know I'm in trouble when it hits my lips. So pour me a drink from the top of the shelf. Yeah, pour me a drink from the top of the shelf. Devil in the bottle, he's looking for a fight. Every shot I take, bring my dark side of the line. Devil in the bottle, wants to take control. And when he takes those reins, I lose a little of my soul. Could be the whiskey, could be the wine. Could be a shot, tequila with lime. Doesn't matter the liquor, doesn't matter the brand. Hate myself tomorrow, good right now. Couple more shots and I'm gonna fall down. I'm just out here double fisting till I can't stand. Yeah, I'm double fisting till I can't stand. Devil in the bottle, he's looking for a fight. Every shot I take, bring my darker side of the line. Devil in the bottle wants to take control. And when it takes those reins, I lose a little of my soul. Devil in the bottle, looking for a fight. If shot take, bring my dark side of the line. Devil in the bottle, won't stay in true. And when it takes those reins, I lose a little of my soul. Yeah, devil in the bottle. And when it takes those reins, baby, take my soul.
I've got three words for you.
Oh, no, don't say it. Don't.
Ben.
Don't say it.
Freaking Meyer.
Okay, you can say that.
I can say those? Okay. I just check it. Just check it. Just check it. That's right. That's right. I don't know what your middle name is, but it starts with an F now. We're gonna go with that. We're gonna go with that.
I'm okay with that.
That's right. That's right. It's good company because Kevin freaking Fowler has got one of those middle names that just if you know, you know.
And oh, I thought you were talking about like Finch or something.
Yeah, he's Kevin Finch Fowler. Yeah, we'll be right back. We fantastic. Probably won't, but we're going to go to commercial here.
We'll be back.
Exactly. Some of us will be back.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, tape recorder, if you need any residential air conditioning, please call JT Mechanical.
J&T Mechanical.
J&T Mechanical.
See, and now everything we said about our voices meshing, they know it's a lie.
That's true.
You didn't even try hard. You didn't even try. We'll re-record this, and they'll have to pretend.
Look what I got to work with.
They'll have to pretend that they like, look what I've got to work with.
this is
why we don't do video
streaming. This is for you, and this is for your dog.
Wow. Nope. Wow. What do you have? What problem do you have with the horse I rode in on?
Don't worry about it.
Leave him alone. You don't know me. You don't know. You didn't live my life, Hito. You didn't walk in my shoes.
Here we go.
No, these boys, they came in out of the goodness of their hearts, and you're treating them like that. That's not right. You give them the Buffalo Traces.
There's a reason for that.
What did you give me when I came in? A hard time.
No.
I was going to get the chocolate.
You get the switch.
All this entertainment and everything that we do on this radio station is for all the beautiful people out there, to include Brussels.
Brussels.
Belgium is listening now. We thank you so much for doing that, Ken.
Woo! Yeah. It's cool. When you look at the analytics of the countries that are listening, Angola. Didn't know they had, Spotify, but apparently they are listening.
Who'd have thought?
Thank you. And we can't wait to do that. Exactly. So it's like we have a good time listening. We try to listen to other podcasts, and we listen to other bands, and we try to take what they're doing and get them in another.
And do nothing like it.
But I want to do everything like what y'all are doing, because that sounded great. I freaking love it.
Yeah, I do.
You can't manufacture it. It's a natural thing.
Right on.
The music, the way your harmonies go, the way the songs flow, it's awesome. I love listening to it. I'll sit and listen to it. I will, and that's the best compliment I can give. It's like, I want to sit and listen to these guys do what they do, because it's awesome.
Well, I hope I did these songs justice with this sound system. And if not, we can just do this all over again.
Ladies
later.
And gentlemen, Nemo, the I'm world's okay only deaf sound man. He's doing it out of the goodness of my heart.
Huh?
Yeah, exactly. Hey. Yeah, yes, exactly. You want to have a steak dinner?
Yep.
See?
Yep.
Exactly. See, that's another story that y'all didn't hear during the break. But I don't even know what I'm talking
it's
about.
It's like pure empiricism in this studio.
Exactly, and by virtue of
our methods, we're excluding metaphysics, but we got music.
Exactly. Until next time, you are listening to episode 218 of the True Bull Virtual Cast with Goonie and Nemo.
Guys, thank you so much.
Thank you for having us, man.
Exactly. Amazing. Thank you so much, and that's right.
Okay, bye-bye.